I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi for a legislative update. We talked about several issues in Lansing. We started off with our conversation with infrastructure improvements and road repairs in Michigan. Here's more with Sarah Cambenzi, State Representative for the 109th District.
You know, there's a slight bump to revenue sharing. Certainly not enough if you ask our locals. A lot of that goes to their road funding on the local roads. Mm-hmm. But at the state level, you know, we're still looking at being about $2 billion behind in terms of the amount of money we need to put in to our roads, our bridges, just to be up to date. And, you know, even then, it's just kind of catching up. So not enough, if you ask me, especially coming from local government. You know, that is the most important thing. It's one thing I hear from constituents the most. Fix our roads.
Yeah, fix the roads. Well, when we talk about that, though, sometimes we hear about out of Lansing sort of a one-size-fits-all approach for state ideas. And we know that the topography, the weather conditions, things like that are substantially different from, let's say, Southeast Michigan to Ironwood, let's say. And what are the challenges does that create in terms of laying out and allocating funding for infrastructure road repairs?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. This spring, they were looking at the Act 51 monies that go towards the square mileage of the state of Michigan. And they said, well, you know, the UP has great roads. Down here in the Detroit suburbs.
Wait. They said that the UP has great roads, but it's tough in Detroit.
That's
apparently
right.
They haven't been up here.
Yeah. And so they were saying, you know, maybe we should look at that formula and redo it to benefit, you know, people in lower Michigan. And all of us in the UP, you know, said, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Just like you said, not understanding that we have the snow, the freezing, the thawing,
right.
A lot more wear and tear on our roads.
And, you know, it doesn't have the number of traffic, but it does get used, especially since we don't have any rail transit really in a lot of areas. You've got the big heavy trucks out there running. We know that here with the mining in Marquette and Marquette County, and that creates stresses and strains too.
It does. And we've looked at, you know, should we be limiting the weight on those heavy trucks. It's a very touchy subject, as you can imagine. You know, certainly that weight total that we have now means more dollars for those companies. So it's trying to find that balance. But certainly, you know, the spring and fall, when we get that extreme weather, that's when we're really looking at it closely.
I'm Walt Lindelaw, joined in the studio this morning by Sarah Cambenzi, the 109th District State Representative, and we're talking about a legislative update. Sarah, the discussion was with the state budget and the vote with that. You cast a no vote for the budget, which was approved by the Republican-controlled legislature. You're a Democrat, but you had some reasons for that. Tell me a little bit about why you voted no for the budget and why it was a struggle for you to make that decision.
Yeah. I mean, overall, I thought the budget was good. It was healthy. It was balanced. That's a big thing for me. But there's a slated prison closure in there, unspecified, that came up. And after weeks of kind of asking questions and meeting with officials, they weren't budging on where that might be. And so looking at my district, looking at my communities, there was no way I could come back here and say, yep, we will be closing another prison. We don't know where. It could be in my district. And I didn't want to have that no vote. And I kind of wanted to send that message. Look, this is important.
Has there been any unofficial discussions that it seems like it might be coming to the UP, or have they said anything?
I think they have told us, we've looked at all, you know, the rest of our prisons in the Lower Peninsula, in terms of how new they are, what they offer, how close they are to the prison population. That's concerning. But, you know, the one thing we've always done when closing a prison is do an economic impact of the surrounding area. And they wouldn't even give me a clear answer on that. So I said, you know, I just can't vote for this.
That's why you voted no. But there were things you thought, actually, that with the education in particular, K through 12, even some higher education upgrades that were pretty good.
Yes. Yep. And we're seeing an increase in that funding for the first time in a long time. Certainly, you know, not to the levels that it needs to be funded, but a 240 per pupil increase at the K-12 level is huge. And we just heard that there's another additional sum of money coming for school counselors and getting that ratio lower.
That sounds like it's actually moving in the right direction, at least that will help out with the K through 12 funding. I did want to ask you this morning, while we had a moment, as your office has been involved in efforts to get the Empire Mine restarted here in Marquette County. Are there any updates with that?
Yes. We'll be meeting later this week to come up with a plan to go down and talk to the governor and his administration in more of an intimate conversation about why this is so important. And, you know, the opportunity we have here in Michigan to kind of be part of that next generation of iron ore mining, you know, that's a 30-year, 40-year plan. And if we can kind of capture the next investment by Cliffs, who's, you know, pulled over, they're all, you know, nation side now in terms of where they're putting right. their infrastructure.
Yeah, North American and domestic yep. production. They've kind of pulled out of the whole global production end of it, and now they're focusing here. I've talked yep. to a few people over the last couple of months about it, relatively informally, but it sounds like the efforts that have been done with Marquette County, with Michigan in particular, have fallen on receptive ears with Cliffs Management.
They have. And, you know, I think that's why we want to go make our last push. I mean, it really is at the state level now and how we can work out, you know, an agreement with them and certainly be partners with them.
What's on your immediate horizon?
I mean, really, it's getting out into my four counties, meeting with our local officials, meeting with residents, doing coffee hours, community outreach to really hear what's going on and hear their needs and start working on legislation to come back this fall.
That's the comments of 109th District State Representative Sarah Kembenzie. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.